With me today are two lovely women from Melbourne who have put in a step closer to zero waste here in Melbourne. And we're going to talk about how chocolates and body products go together. Good day, Kylie.
Hi, Maridel. How are you?
Good. And good day, Christy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for your time, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Kylie is with Chocomore, and we've had her on before, and we've discussed what are artisanal chocolates and that she makes from her own home. And today on board, we have Christy Murphy with Freya's Nourishment, and we are going to discuss beauty products that are specifically made from organic material. First of all, how are things, Kylie?
They're fantastic. Thank you, Maridel. Last time I spoke to you, I was talking about the benefits of cacao and the wonderful things that you could do with cacao beans, and this is the next step.
And the things that you can create from your own backyard, if
yeah.
I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
And so you source your beans from overseas?
Yes, specifically I source my beans from Colombia. So part of my business model is to only source beans through people that I have established a direct relationship with, so direct trade.
Your materials, your raw products, are sourced from environmentally sustainable places.
That's correct. So all the beans that I purchase are organic, and they are certified organic.
And from your latest product, an idea came, or from your latest trip, an idea came to mind.
Well, a little bit of both. So I had met Christy at artisan markets. We tended to attend the same artisan markets, and sometimes we had stalls together. And so I gave her some, just a little sample of husk that I often show people, the process of making chocolate. And I said, you know, I've heard that you can make scrubs from this. There's all sorts of things you can do with it. And so I gave her some, and so she took it away, and there was a little bit of research and development. And meanwhile, I travelled off to Colombia and had a scrub as well. So
so this is a body scrub.
That's correct, but you can also use it on your face.
So it's lime and cacao scrub.
That's correct,
interesting
yes.
mix. A bit of tang and a bit of bitterness.
You know, it's really funny that both the lime and the cacao, they've got very similar properties as well as having unique properties. So both of them work on an emotional level as well as a physical level, and they both help to open up the heart chakra, which I found really interesting in my research. But everyone who has smelt this scrub, just they want to eat it. It just smells divine.
For those who haven't heard it before, could you explain to us what the heart chakra is?
So we have different chakras in our body. The heart chakra, obviously, it's your heart space. So when we carry heaviness with us, the lime and the cacao can help eliminate that and open up the heart space so that we're open to more joy and love in our lives.
So it's a bit of like sending in good vibes, as they say.
That's correct, absolutely.
So how did you experiment? Did it take you a while?
What I tend to do with my body products is I have a think of where I want to go with it. I do my research, work out what products will work best together and what will complement each other. And then I create the product and test it out. I have a few people who test for me as well. And I just focus on every aspect, the smell, the touch, the sensation of it, how I feel when I use it. Is it doing the right things? Is it scrubbing my skin properly? All those kind of things come into it. So it's quite a lengthy process.
This is a body scrub, meaning they're grainy materials, if I'm not mistaken.
So I purchased the cacao husks from Kylie and I processed them myself. I blend them up. So there is still, it's not smooth like a cacao powder. It's still got some texture in it, and it's also got, the scrub also has organic raw sugar in it, which also helps exfoliate the skin.
So unlike the other materials that you could buy off the shelf, wherein when you wash them off, they wash off to sea and become harmful materials for our fishes, this is totally environmentally friendly.
That's correct, yes.
And Kylie, how's the chocolate business going?
It's going really well, thanks, Maridel. Since I spoke to you last time, I headed over to Colombia and had a fabulous experience there, and I also went to Haiti on that trip as well. So that was just, both of those experiences were fantastic, eye-opening, fantastic things that I was learning. I've increased, you know, some of my machinery, so I've sort of grown a little bit bigger. Things are going very well, thank you.
And has the Melbourne audience become grown accustomed to artisanal chocolate? Because as we all know, people from Melbourne are very picky. They're very picky about the coffee, the chocolate, the food they eat.
Chocolate's an interesting thing. So when people taste artisan chocolate, it really is chocolate in its truest form. And so many of us have grown up with, you know, a different kind of chocolate, something that's a little bit more milky, something that's a little bit more sweeter. So I think a little bit like coffee, you know, over the last 10 to 15 years, coffee has really become very refined here in Melbourne. And I think that people are beginning to see that chocolate is similar and you should expect higher things of your chocolate products. There is a little, there's often people who will taste it and say, last week I had a lady that tasted it and said, oh no, that's way too bitter for me. And the second lady that came along said, oh, that's just fantastic. That's perfect amount of bitterness. So I think it's a growing appreciation and an acquired taste.
Yes. Yeah. And in this industry as well, it's important that a lot more and more people are being conscious about their waste, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that Christy was saying there is just in terms of how good cacao is for you and bringing those body products together in terms of cacao and lime and how they are, they can exfoliate your skin and how good they are. It's the same with cacao. So if you eat an artisan product like this one, the ingredients that go in are extremely limited. So mine just has the cacao mass, the sugar, and sometimes I add a little bit of extra cocoa butter just to round off the smoothness. But from a waistline perspective...
I wouldn't go there. But hey, dark chocolate is good for your health.
It's very good for you and it's very good for your heart. So it all comes back.
Yes. And with the beauty products, Christy, how important is it that all you put in into it is good, not just for the body, but for the environment?
That's really important as well to me. So the majority of my ingredients are certified organic. There are a couple that aren't, and that purely comes down to cost because I just couldn't justify passing that on to the customer. But wherever possible, I use certified organic.
How has it been so far with the lime and cocoa scrub?
Everyone wants to eat it.
I was going to say.
Yeah. So there was one lady I met recently, and without showing her the label, I let her smell the scrub straight from the packet, and she just looked at me. Her eyes popped open, and she said, "It smells like dessert." So it's everyone's loving the smell and the touch, and it's beautiful. It has jojoba oil and coconut oil. It leaves your skin feeling so silky soft.
And I suppose it's a good product or a good scent to have during this warm, very hot season.
Absolutely. And yeah. the lime is very uplifting. So it's really beautiful to use.
And of course, it's Christmas, so chocolates. Oh. It's a good excuse to have chocolates.
As if we need one, but yes.
Thank you very much for your time, Kylie Ango from Chocomore and Christy Murphy from Freya's Nourishment.
Thank you,
Maricel.